at KPFK and support the information station. Do your bit for this country and our people now.
From the best-selling author of What's the Matter with Kansas, a scathing look at the standard bearers of liberal politics, a book that asks, what's the matter with Democrats? It is a widespread belief among liberals that if only Democrats can continue to dominate national elections, if only those awful Republicans are beaten to submission, the country will be on the right course. Democrats have occupied the White House for 16 of the last 24 years, and yet the decline to the middle class has only accelerated. Wall Street gets its bailouts, wages keep falling, and the free trade deals keep coming. Just 10 days before the presidential election on Sunday, October 30th, there will be an event discussing Listen Liberal and whatever happened to the Democratic Party with Thomas Frank and special guest Robert Scheer. The event will take place from 4 to 7 at 817 Vine Street, Los Angeles, California, 90038. For more information about this event on Sunday, October 30th, you can go to thomasfrankla.blogspot.com. Again, that's thomasfrankla.blogspot.com.
Have you been enjoying what you've been hearing for the last hour and today? You know you're not going to hear it anywhere else. Please pledge now, 818-985-5735, or come down and help between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. We're at 3729 Cahuenga Boulevard West, North Hollywood, off the Lancashire exit of the Hollywood Freeway, near the Universal Red Line Station. Or call 818-985-KPFK and support the information station. Do your bit for this country and our people now.
Hi, this is Leela Downs. You're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara. Globally on kpfk.org.
En una noche de luna, Naila lloraba ante mí.
Welcome to Sojourner Truth. Thank you for staying with us. This is your host, Margaret Prescott. Today, here on Sojourner Truth, we stand in solidarity with the protectors of the land, nationally known as the protests underway by Indigenous people and their supporters to stop construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline Project. On Thursday, media reports say close to 200 people were arrested. Protesters were pepper sprayed by police and shot with rubber bullets. Let's hear a media report on Thursday's protest.
Native American protesters blocking Highway 1806, trying to shut down construction of a controversial oil pipeline on private land. Officers in armored vehicles wearing riot gear are pouring in with air support. Battle lines drawn, now making arrests.
We're trying to avoid the confrontation, but they drew the line in the sand today.
After setting fires and blocking the bridge in the path of the pipeline, months of tension have escalated. Some promise a fight to the end.
There's no fear here. We know that we have the moral high ground and that we're doing what's right.
The nearly complete Dakota Access Oil Pipeline will cross four states, connecting North Dakota and Illinois with some 1,200 miles of pipe, a $3.8 billion project capable of transporting 570,000 barrels of oil a day.
We're going to take our stand. We're staying here.
The pipeline runs adjacent to the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation, where Native Americans say the project is destroying sacred sites and could pollute the Missouri River, a clean water source for millions.
This is about protecting water, and that's a good thing. It needs to be protected.
With nearly 300 arrests since August, the protest has become a movement, said to be the largest gathering of Native Americans in modern history. Tonight, no comment from the oil company as celebrities and activists arrive in North Dakota, vowing to fight on while facing arrests and a growing army of police. Miguel Almaguer, NBC News.
Our guests today are Dallas Goldtooth of the Indigenous Environmental Network and Candy Mosset of the Energy Climate Campaign of the Indigenous Environmental Network. We live in a global world. We're all interrelated. So on Sojourner Truth, we work to bring directly to you news and views on local, national, and international policies and stories that affect us all. And we draw out how those of us most impacted, women, communities of color, and other communities are responding. We also discuss the interrelationship between art and politics. Now for our news headlines.
For Pacifica Radio, I'm Eileen Alfandari. Hundreds of armed North Dakota state and local police and National Guards members in riot gear fired lead-shot-filled beanbags and pepper spray at Native Americans and others resisting construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline. The Morton County Sheriff's Department said 141 people were arrested and the camp was cleared by nightfall. Protesters who call themselves land protectors had set up a camp on private land recently purchased by the pipeline's developers from a farmer. But the Standing Rock Sioux tribe said it has reclaimed the land by use of eminent domain as territory it owns under a treaty with the U.S. government. In a statement, the chairman of the tribe called on the Federal Justice Department to send overseers immediately to ensure the First Amendment rights and safety of thousands of people at Standing Rock. Chairman Dave Archambault II called the law enforcement response militarized and disproportionate. Noting the use of tanks and riot gear, he vowed, "We won't stand down." The Standing Rock tribe says the pipeline could contaminate water supplies and disturb burial and other sensitive tribal sites. A surprise verdict from a federal jury acquitted anti-government militant leader Ammon Bundy and six followers of conspiracy. The charges stemmed from their role in the armed takeover of the Mellor Federal Wildlife Refuge in Oregon earlier this year. Their attorney, Marcus Mumford, welcomed the verdict.
They listened to our case, and of course it's very gratifying.
The outcome marked a stinging defeat for federal prosecutors and law enforcement in a trial the defendants sought to turn into a pulpit for airing their opposition to U.S. government control over millions of acres of public lands in the West. The Bundys, though, were not released from custody. They still face assault, conspiracy, and other charges from a separate armed standoff in 2014 at the Nevada ranch of their father, Cliven Bundy. Mumford argued heatedly with the judge over the terms of his client's continued detention. After he refused to stop yelling at the judge, U.S. Marshals tackled Mumford to the ground, used a stun gun on him several times, and arrested him. The attorney was later released. Michelle Obama and Hillary Clinton campaigned together for the first time in North Carolina. Michelle Obama helped pack the house for Clinton and said it was critical for all supporters to get to the polls.
If Hillary doesn't win this election, that will be on us. It will be because we did not stand with her. It will be because we did not vote for her. And that is exactly what her opponent is hoping will happen. That's the strategy. To make this election so dirty and ugly that we don't want any part of it. So when you hear folks talking about a global conspiracy and saying that this election is rigged, understand that they are trying to get you to stay home.
Obama did not mention Trump by name. Donald Trump, meantime, repeated his claim of a rigged election. Speaking on Fox, he said he was hearing reports from Texas, a state where the election process is controlled by Republican officials.
You look at Texas, a lot of calls were made from Texas, an incredible place. I love Texas, and the lines are massive, and they were talking about flipping, you know, where they press a button and they press it for me and another name comes up named
Crooked
Hillary.
But do we have
Hillary
any data
Clinton.
On that? Do we have any facts on that? You know, anybody
no,
can put
No, they just
out
call
anything.
In. No, they call in.
Texas election officials said the isolated incidents of vote flipping reported by Trump are the result of aging or miscalibrated voting machines or user error. As Iraqi forces continue to capture villages near Iraq's second largest city, reports are emerging that the Islamic State group, which controls Mosul, appears to be using tens of thousands of civilians as human shields. A spokesperson for the United Nations Human Rights Office said credible reports suggest IS has been forcing tens of thousands of people, including women and children, from their homes in nearby villages and marching them into Mosul. I'm Eileen Alfandary. You're listening to Sojourner Truth on Pacifica Radio.
This is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth, and now for today's election watch. With 11 days until Election Day, Hillary Clinton is leading the national polls by only 5.4%, according to Real Clear Politics. She's holding on to small leads in important battleground states, including North Carolina, Nevada, Arizona, and Florida, a state where Trump just spent three straight days campaigning. A new poll yesterday from Quinnipiac shows that Clinton has gained on Trump in two more swing states. They're now tied in Iowa and a point apart in Georgia. Also, thanks to early voting, more than 12.6 million ballots have already been cast. And from the looks of those votes, Democrats, it is reported, are already coming in strong. According to the Associated Press, there's been an influx of Democratic mail-in ballots in North Carolina, Florida, Nevada, Colorado, Arizona, and even in Republican-leaning Utah and Texas. Yesterday on the campaign trail, Hillary Clinton announced her plans for a $500 million federal grant program to fight bullying in schools. Donald Trump, meanwhile, has been doubling down on his pitch to black voters at rallies. Right now, only 4% of black voters are picking Trump, according to a new CBS poll. While more and more black millennials, including a prominent member of the Black Lives Matter movement, are now siding with Hillary. But on Wednesday, Trump announced a new plan for a, quote, New Deal for Black America before a white audience. And some of what he proposed included increasing the presence of law enforcement. Some analysts say that Trump's push for the black vote is mainly just to assure his Republican base that he's not racist. But according to yesterday's Business Week cover story, senior advisors from the Trump campaign say there's another reason for his push to suppress black voter turnout that they assume will be for Hillary. A senior Trump official told the newspaper, quote, "We have three major voter suppression efforts underway. They're aimed at three groups Clinton needs to win overwhelmingly: idealistic white liberals, young women, and African Americans." The same report says Trump's team has been placing ads on black radio stations this week and making Facebook posts that only target certain black Facebook users and using that to attack Hillary. Meanwhile, Jill Stein of the Green Party is still the only presidential candidate who has stood with Standing Rock and against the Dakota Access Pipeline. So far in North Dakota, police have used attack dogs and pepper spray, persecuted journalists, authorized weaponized drones, disrupted prayers, desecrated sacred burial sites. Stein released a statement yesterday saying she condemns the militarized police force and is calling on the U.S. to honor treaties with the Standing Rock. Yesterday, a 14-year-old girl traveled all the way from Standing Rock to Clinton headquarters in Brooklyn to deliver a letter asking Hillary for support. According to Stein, the letter was not accepted. November 8th will be the first presidential election in over half a century without the Voting Rights Act fully in place after it was stripped down by the U.S. Supreme Court in 2013. And, of course, Trump has been urging his supporters to go out and monitor polling places, particularly in urban areas. This is seen as another attempt to suppress the black vote. A representative from the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights and the Law said that because of Trump's talk of a rigged election and urging his supporters to monitor polling places, poll workers left unchecked may unfairly target minority voters. And we'd like to thank Sojourner Truth assistant producer Stephanie Case for her work in today's election watch. And now today, for the rest of the hour, we and you, the Sojourner Truth listener, we hope will stand with us in solidarity with the water and land protectors, who are known as the protesters against the Dakota Access Pipeline. Chief Arville Looking Horse of the Lakota, Dakota, and Nakota Nation says, quote, "Our people have strived to protect sacred sites from the beginning of time. These places have been violated for centuries and have brought us to the predicament that we are in at the global level. We are on the brink of destroying the possibility of a healthy and nurturing survival for generations to come because of mankind's misuse of power and their lack of understanding of the balance of life." We would like to welcome back to Sojourner Truth, Dallas Goldtooth with the Indigenous Environmental Network. Dallas, thank you for joining us.
Hi, I'm happy to be back.
Okay, so Dallas, I know you all have been up to your eyeballs, and we really appreciate you. Candy Mossett will be joining us very, very shortly for this special hour. Of course, Dallas is the Keep It in the Ground organizer for the Indigenous Environmental Network. He is a Dakota cultural language teacher. He's a poet, a traditional artist, a powwow MC, and also co-founder of an Indigenous comedy group, the 1491s. But Dallas, we're going to be doing something very special today. Our station, KPFK, this is the last day on the air for Sojourner Truth during our fund drive. And what we want to do, rather than offering a thank you gift, as we generally do for people who call and pledge their support for KPFK, we are saying that today, everybody who calls and pledge is on any level, 50% of your pledge will go to the Indigenous Environmental Network to purchase things for this ongoing encampment where generators are needed, tarps, tables, tents, propane, wood, material for the children, school supplies, books, etc. So we are asking people to call us at 818-985-5735 and pledge your support. It's tax deductible. Pledge at any level. If anybody could call and pledge at the $500 or $1,000 level, these funds, 50% of it will go to the Indigenous Environmental Network supporting the encampment at Standing Rock. We have a goal of $6,000 for this hour. I know I came to you, the Sojourner Truth listener, for your support for Haiti hurricane relief. A lot of you were very generous, and now we want you to stand in solidarity with the First Peoples here in the Americas, Indigenous people. So, Dallas, that is what we're doing today. We want people to call us at 818-985-5735. But Dallas, tell us what is going on, what happened yesterday, why are you all out there?
Well, first and foremost, I got to say thank you so much. That was unexpected. We did not know you guys were going to do that. I much appreciate and much love to your program and to all those that donate today. That extremely helps. I am kind of speechless at the generosity. Yesterday was the pain that a lot of our water protectors felt yesterday hits to such deep levels. I just wanted to start off with just acknowledging that what we saw yesterday, the actions taken by North Dakota State law enforcement with the support of other police from numerous states in the surrounding area, and the support of the North Dakota National Guard is no different than, for me and for us, emotionally, really triggers the deeply rooted historical trauma that we've experienced as Indigenous peoples. For a lot of us, it's just a mere continuation of 500 years of colonization and forced oppression upon our people, and for the same resistance that we've seen for over 500 years to protect our way of life, to protect the natural resources of the land, to protect the water itself, and to protect the ability for us as Indigenous communities to self-determine for ourselves what happens to our lands, what happens to our people, what happens to our future generations. And so it is extremely disheartening that in the world today, in 2016, we're still dealing with the same system. We're still dealing with the same oppression. There were a number of things that happened yesterday. There's so things that it's overwhelming at times. You know, we had women and men were pulled out of a sweat lodge ceremony at gunpoint. You know, they were taken out so that police could sweep the sweat lodge. You know, you had Dakota Access security forces were identified within the crowd as a part of this invasion, and that there was actually an armed individual Dakota Access security with the AR-15 pointing it at at some of our water protectors. And it was what it took was the amazing ability for our own some of the veterans. Military veterans a part of our water protector, our camp, who de-escalated the situation, negotiated with his brother, who basically was cornered in the middle of in the middle of a pond he retreated to, and there was a standoff there, and he was de-escalated until Bureau of Indian Affairs police officers could show up and detain this individual, and it came out that he was working as Dakota Access Security.
Wow.
You know, he had concussion grenades were used, sound cannons were used, there was pepper spray was used on our individuals, batons were, you know, people's heads and arms and hands were cracked with batons. You had this new equipment they've never used before, but Candy Mossick can speak to it later because she actually was right there. They had two armored personnel carriers, one had the LRAD, which is the sound cannon emitter, and then there was a second one that had this other equipment that we didn't know they had, which is basically like emitted microwaves. It made you heat up. They pulled all the police behind the vehicle.
God.
They turned on the machine, and then everyone got extremely uncomfortable. They were being basically cooked by this microwave emitter, and Candy was one of those people that spoke to it, one of my coworkers. So it was just a number of issues, and we can't ignore the racial undertones of this police escalation on the ground here.
Yeah.
You can't ignore that. It's ironic that, you know, it's crazy that the same day that the Bundys over in Oregon, white men who had an armed standoff with police
on so-called federal property, they're found
acquitted.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to stop there. It's just absurd, the world that we live in today.
Right. Well, Dallas Goldtooth, I know you have to run. Just stay with us for a moment here, because I do want to remind our listeners that today is the day. You may not be able to get to Standing Rock, but you could call us at 818-985-5735. 50% of what you pledge. I suggest a $120 pledge. That's 50 people calling. We ask you to put that on a credit card, but we just need 16 people calling and pledging at a dollar a day level, and we will meet our goal of $6,000. This is the first time that we are doing this. This is the First Nations people, and they need tents. They need tarps. They need generators. They need tables and chairs. They need water. They need food. They need propane, solar showers, wood, and more. And your pledge will go directly to help purchase these items to the Indigenous Environmental Network. They are on the ground. They're a big part of what is happening now on Standing Rock. There is a call for your support. We're trying to, on this last day, we're on the air of Sojourner Truth. We're trying our very, very best to offer solidarity and to offer practical support. Won't you please have a heart? Tax-deductible donations. Don't let your tax money just go to war and occupation and destroying the environment, but with Indigenous people protecting the land, protecting the Missouri River for all of us. 818-985-5735. We have a tall order. We've got a goal of $6,000 for the hour, but you know what? I believe in you. You can do it. You know, Dallas, I'm of African descent, and I know that African people who were brought over to the Americas as slaves, we would not have been able to survive this place. We would not have been able to even foment the rebellion rebellions that we did without the solidarity of Native American people. You helped us to survive, and I want to thank Indigenous people for that. And we now need to stand with Indigenous people who are under assault, under military assault on their sovereign land. 818-985-5735. We have an anonymous pledge of $300. I would really like to double that pledge. 50% today only. It's the last day of the drive, so we've got to raise as much funds as we can. People, the Native people, the Indigenous people say they're not going anywhere. That there is the 1851 Treaty of Fort Laramie and the so-called private property that they were arrested on yesterday is actually their land. 818-985-5735. Please call and pledge at any level. Sharon Rukakis out of Alhambra called and pledged at the $50 level. But you know what? I need 16 people pledging at the dollar a day level. Dallas, I know you've got to run. So give us some final thoughts, because we, from what we understand, the encampment of protectors are going to stay, and it gets really cold. I mean, it's harsh for us people living in Southern California to imagine the conditions that people are out there on. Just your final thoughts.
My final thoughts is that we're not going anywhere, even in the face of such aggression and oppression by the state of North Dakota and this overtly militarized law enforcement presence. We stand on sacred ground. This is a fight not only for us, it's beyond us. It's a fight for future generations. It's a fight to protect the water itself and the sacred integrity of Mother Earth. It is our sacred duty. It is a duty founded upon our original instructions as Indigenous peoples that we have to take a stand somewhere against capitalism, against a system that is predicated on the oppression of others. And so we remain strong. We thank you very much to all our allies across Turtle Island, also known as so-called North America, to our relatives, our Indigenous relatives, our Black relatives, our relatives from whatever walks of life you may come from. We thank you, and we have to support each other in order to bring the true systems change that is necessary for all of us to seek the justice that is needed. So thank you very much for everything, and thank you for those out there that are continuing to support. You can support, you can follow along on Facebook, Indigenous Environmental Network. You can follow along on my Facebook page on Dallas Goldtooth, and continue to support the program here. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dallas, and for your work, and please stay safe. We hope that you will be safe. This is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth. We need to raise another $5,500 by the top of the hour. 50% today only of your pledge will go in support of the Indigenous encampment at Standing Rock. We are standing with the Standing Rock Sioux. We are in solidarity with them. And your pledge will go to help purchase generators, to purchase tents, to purchase tarps. Winter is coming in. They need materials for the children. They need school books. They need chairs for the schools for the children. They need carpeting for the floor. It gets very cold. They need chalkboards. They have an encampment there. They need a jungle gym playground. They need bed mats. 818-985-5735. 50% of your pledge will go to help purchase these items. It's the last day of the fund drive for Sojourner Truth. You know, my heart, you know, I've spent some time over in Rosebud Reservation. You know, when I see what happened, the police, the rubber bullets, the experimentation of Indigenous people standing strong, singing and praying as they were being attacked, as they were being arrested, as they were being thrown to the ground on their own sovereign land. It is an outrage. 818-985-5735. I need about 12 of you calling, pledging at the dollar a day level. I had a $300 matching pledge. I need that to meet that match. Anybody out there in Hollywood, in Malibu, in Palos Verdes, out in Santa Barbara, I know some of you can call and pledge at the $1,000 level and say, you know what, I would like my donation to help the school children who are part of the encampment, to purchase the large tents that are needed for the big gathering, generators for solar showers that are needed, for cots, rope, towels, hand-cranked, they want a machine for sustainable washing. 818-985-5735. They need food compost bins. This is what you can do right now. I'm sure those of you who could get to the encampment to be there and show solidarity, that would be wonderful. A lot of you can't get there, but what you can do is to call us right now at 818-985-5735. If our lines are busy, please stay with us. We will get to you. Don't hang up. Put that pledge on a credit card. It's tax deductible, and we stand in support of the first people of this nation. Candy Mossad is waiting in the wings to speak with us, but I want to share with you some more words from Chief Arvil Looking Horse of the Lakota, Dakota, and Nakota Nations. He is the keeper of the sacred white buffalo calf pipe, and he says that we are the only species that is destroying the source of life, meaning Mother Earth, in the name of power, mineral resources, and ownership of land, using chemicals and methods of warfare that are doing irreversible damage as Mother Earth is becoming tired and cannot sustain any more impacts of war. It's an emergency, and you know what? It is the First Nations people that are now in the front lines, that are being beat down, that are being pepper sprayed for each and every one of us, for protecting the water, for protecting the Missouri River, and to say stop destroying Mother Earth. We have to save this earth and this environment for generations to come. Please call us at 818-985-5735. This is Margaret Prescott. It's the only day that I could make this appeal, so we need to raise as much funds as possible. We do have some lines that are open. I can't believe it. I see a few open lines, so that means that I need more of you calling us at 818-985-5735. What do we have? About three open lines right now. 818-985-5735. Before I bring Candy on, for all of you people out in Hollywood, Mark Ruffalo talked his talk. He went to Standing Rock. Let's hear what Mark Ruffalo, the actor, award-winning actor, had to say. And I want a bit of a challenge to actors in Hollywood out there to call us right now, pledge at the $500 level, pledge at the $1,000 level. Put your money where your mouth is. 818-985-5735. Let's hear from Mark Ruffalo.
So the Sioux and other protesters are saying that the law enforcement have been violent. Have you witnessed any violence against the protesters?
I didn't witness any violence while I was there, but I witnessed and heard the stories from the young people who had witnessed and felt the violence. I met a girl who had her arm broken a few days ago. Many of the protesters had encounters with the police in their arrests, where they were thrown into jail cells naked. They were strip searched. We had an encounter with the police yesterday. We went to one of the roadblocks just to say hello, and get a sense of the feeling there, and the feeling that the police were sort of emanating. And it was definitely there was two police officers with AR-15s with their fingers right next to the trigger, with their black, the dark sunglasses on. Very, very aggressive. Now, I spent the day on the camp, the forward camp, the one that you're seeing here, where there people were engaged in prayer. Every single person you see there was trained in peaceful resistance, which means that no one is allowed out in that area unless they've had some sort of peaceful resistance training. The mantra of the place is, it's not the police, it's the pipeline that we're protesting or protecting ourselves against. And they spend basically the entire day doing prayers, chanting. I've never been around so peaceful a stand. It's led by young people. You can see in these photos, the first people who began this this whole movement were young people from 10 years old to 17, 18 years old. And the tribal leaders are still taking their lead from them.
The number to call is 818-985-5735. This is your opportunity. It's the last day of the fund drive for Sojourner Truth, and we're trying to raise money for the encampment to stand in solidarity with the Standing Rock Sioux. 50% of your pledge to help keep this station on the air, because we've got to keep the doors open on the KPFK. We've got to keep this show, Sojourner Truth, and all of the wonderful shows 24/7 on the air. We're not getting any money from the government. We need you. We're listener sponsored. This is radio powered by the people. And I am so proud and happy today to be able to be raising money for this encampment at Standing Rock via the Indigenous Environmental Network. We need funds. Your funds will help purchase generators, lantern batteries, tarps, tents, tables, chairs, canopies, propane, solar showers, cots, bed mats, carpeting for the school for the children, children's chairs, chalkboard, books for children. 818-985-5735. It's the last day of the drive. It's the only day I can do it. I've got a lofty goal of $6,000. I know we can do it. We just heard from Mark Ruffalo. He was there. We'll hear later from Jesse Jackson, who was also there. You may not be able to get to Standing Rock. I know I would love to be there, but instead I am here having to keep this radio station going and asking your support. The very least we can do is help to raise some money so that they could get supplies. Winter is coming. It's going to be very, very cold. You're going to have children and elders and women out there protecting the land for all of us. 818-985-5735. Oh, close to 200 people arrested yesterday seeking to halt construction of the North Dakota oil pipeline that will contaminate indigenous lands, will contaminate the Missouri River. It's a $3.8 billion Dakota Access Pipeline project near the town of Cannonball. And if you look at the footage, you will see it is indigenous people at the front lines. You will see it is indigenous people who are being beat down, who are having their bones broken, under attack by the police. 818-985-5735. I am so grateful. I want to represent my ancestors who were brought over on the slave ships and whose survival in the Americas were so dependent on support and solidarity from indigenous people. For all people of goodwill, please call us at 818-985-5735. I have one chance today during this hour to raise funds. I need a $1,000 matching pledge. I need a $500 matching pledge. Please, 818-985-5735. I now want to welcome back to Sojourner Truth Candy Musset. She is the Indigenous Environmental Network's lead organizer on the Extreme Energy and Just Transition campaign. And Candy, from what Dallas Goldtooth told us earlier, you were out there yesterday. Candy, tell us some of what you saw, some of what you experienced, and why you were so passionate about this.
Hi there. Thank you for having me back on here. It's I'm just sitting here. I'm looking out at the land right now, and I'm just thinking that, did yesterday happen?
Yeah.
You know, I feel like it was just some crazy nightmare, some crazy thing. It's like what Native women in 2016 have to deal with to defend the sacred.
Yeah.
And we were just out there, and I went up there in the morning, and nobody was there yet. We heard they were coming. I was trying to record stuff, but then I started hearing sirens going off, so I went down a little further away from the first blockade because there wasn't anybody there on the road yet, but the police were protecting the bulldozers and the workers. The police were up on the hill on the easement with their lights going and with their sirens going. And then I saw four bulldozers digging up the sacred sites, the very site where you might have seen Amy Goodwin was with Democracy Now when she went out there, when we went out there that first time. They were there, and they were trenching, and they were digging deeper and deeper. And I was like, oh, my God, the cops are there protecting them, and all the Dakota Access private security were out there. The people start forming along the fence, but they were told not to go out there, you know, because they're sacred sites. Nobody knew what to do. Pretty soon I heard a really loud noise. I thought it was a car alarm going off. Well, here, when I look back up north on 1806, I start walking towards the front barricade again, and it was the cops and the military and their tanks, and they had that sound machine, and that was what was going off.
What is this sound machine?
I don't know what it is. It's called an MRAP or something, and we knew they had it, but they wouldn't. I didn't know. Like I said, I was like, was it their car alarm? But when you're close, it goes, rear, 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 and it, like, reverberates in your ears and it hurts your eardrums. And so the medic started passing out earplugs to everybody because it was, everybody would just plug their ears or turn the other direction when they started putting that thing on, when it started going off. And everything just, from that point on, everything just continued to escalate and escalate as they just kept pushing us back further and further. People were acting in what I would call, what I said when I was talking to people out there, it was dignified rage. What do you do when you see them grabbing an elder who's praying, when you see them grabbing a woman with a pipe in her hand? And then I was standing there, and then pretty soon I heard a shot, and it was like, this guy was laying on the ground, and he was like, and it was right next to me, and our medics came over, And then it looked like his ribs were broken. The skin wasn't broken, but there was a lump moving and sticking out under his skin. And then I looked over another time, and I heard some other shots go off. And it was crazy because this woman was laying on the ground, and she was dogpiled. And after they were dogpiled on top of her, I heard three shots. And later on today, I was looking, and they were trying to say it was her. And I was like, how could she have fired any shots when they were already on top of her? They were already dogpiled on her, and now they're trying to say there was a woman out there that was shooting at them. It's crazy. It doesn't surprise me that they're going to try to turn it around on us, make it look like it was us.
Yeah.
There were water defenders that after we start getting shot at, and after we were getting sprayed, and after we were getting pushed back, and they start grabbing elders, I've seen a couple water bottles go flying. But I can't say that's not justified. We were up against riot police with their finger on the trigger with huge guns, and they weren't all there. Was I saw one gun that was a less lethal gun. It had orange tape around it. All the rest of them were live ammo, live guns. Like, we were standing there, it was like, I feel like I know what some people have PTSD, and I can have a sense of what that must be like for them, because that's how I feel today. Because we're standing here on a prairie to pray, to protect the Missouri River, and it feels like I'm in a war zone. I'm like, am I in the United States of America right now? Where am I? Am I in a war zone?
Candy.
Candy.
Hold that thought, please. It's just so emotional listening to you right now. And I want to, Candy, I'm only interrupting you, to give out the phone number, because we now have some phone lines that are open. There are four phone lines open. They were full before. Please call us at 818-985-5735. Stand with Candy Mossat. 50% of your pledge today will help to keep the doors of KPFK open, but it will also go in solidarity with the encampment at the Standing Rock encampment, to purchase generators, tarps, tents. They need a big tent for the children, for compost bins. The indigenous people are not going anywhere. They may have been beat down yesterday. A bunch of them were arrested yesterday, but this encampment has been going on for months. And why are they out there? They are out there trying to protect the Missouri River. They are out there trying to stop the Dakota Access Pipeline that will contaminate their water, will contaminate the Missouri River. This is the last day of Fund Drive. It's the last day that I could help to raise funds to help the Lakota people, to help the Dakota people. You see young people out on the front lines. I want you to have a heart and call us at 818-985-5735. I've got a goal of $6,000 for the hour. I need to raise another $4,000 by the top of the hour. This is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth. Each and every one of us owe a huge debt to indigenous people. They're not only getting beat down out there to protect their lands, but to protect the Missouri River, and to protect all of us, and to remind all of us about the sacredness of Mother Earth. And on a practical level, they need generators. It's going to get really cold in the Dakotas, and they're in a encampment outside. They need tents. They need tarps. They need water. They need food. They need tables. They need chairs. They need propane. They need solar showers. They need cots. They need bed mats. This is our only chance today to be able to do it. We heard a clip from Mark Ruffalo earlier. I'd like to hear from Hollywood. I'd like to hear from Palos Verdes. You know, people who have the least tend to be the most generous. People like Susan Beefdick, who called out of Calabasas and pledged at the $100 level. Ann Kunkin, who called and pledged at the $100 level. Tenzer Cunningham, who called and pledged at the $100 level. But I know that there are a lot of you listening right now who can call and make a tax-deductible donation for $500, for $1,000. Where are you? 818-985-5735. 818-985-5735. I'm making a last call now. I've got, about 11 minutes left in the hour. In 11 minutes, I need to raise another $4,000. Candy Mosset, traumatized, is our guest on the phone. She was there yesterday as police raided. And for people who don't know about this, this pipeline would extend 1,168 miles across North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, and then into Illinois, crossing through communities, farms, tribal land, and very sensitive areas of wildlife. The massive crude pipeline would carry around 450,000 barrels of not just oil, but fracked oil per day from oil fields. And we know that it's going to spill. We know that the Missouri River is going to be contaminated. But you know what? It's the greed of people who just don't care. But indigenous people are reminding us all the oil transport would travel through Standing Rock Sioux tribe as ancestral lands and within half a mile from its current reservation. They've written to President Barack Obama. Obama had called a temporary halt, at least in the part of the pipeline lands that under control of the federal government. But there's this so-called private land. And you know what? This private land is land that really belonged to the native people. In fact, the United States had a treaty, okay, signed a treaty that this land was supposed to be for native people. We need to raise, Candy, I want to go back to you, but we need to raise another $3,300 by the top of the hour. The number is 818-985-5735. Let me just, how many phone lines do we have open right now? If the lines are busy, stay with us. We're going to, get to you. Fine to go out and answer phones. Let's get all of those phone answers. If you're not hearing anybody, please stay with us. Somebody will get to you. 818-985-5735. Now, Candy, I understand that there was this treaty, 1851 treaty of Fort Laramie. I mean, this country just made treaties and then just ignored them and went out there pepper spraying you all and arresting people yesterday for being on so-called private land. Candy.
The company Energy Transfer Partners purchased that Cannonball Ranch, and we have a law here in North Dakota that's it protects farmers against the industry. So that land sale is an illegal purchase. And they know it, but they had 30 days, the company, to explain what they were going to do with that land. So they're in that 30-day time frame right now. Then it was confirmed that it was an illegal land purchase of the Cannonball Ranch. And so they have 1 year. They have 1 year to give it back or to sell it or to do something with it, or they'll get a $100,000 fine. And so they purchased that land so that they could destroy everything out there. And then by the time they get any kind of repercussions, this will be gone. But what people need to know is that the camp isn't just a temporary camp. We have 50 acres set aside on the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe Reservation. What we're doing is we're building a long-term community to show what just transition looks like, away from the fossil fuel industry. The money is going to go to the Earth Lodge construction, the longhouse construction, the teepees, the winterized teepees, to the straw bale buildings, to our solar panels, our wind panels. And so even when we're gone from here, even when we win our fight against this outrageous, immoral company, and when we win this fight, there will be something here left at the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe for generations to come. There will be a community. That's what we're raising money for. That's what we're building, is 10, 20 years down the road, people can still come to this site and come to a place where they can learn about what happened here. And I have an update from Greg Greycloud on what happened to the Horse Nation yesterday. Greg Greycloud said, two of my horses have been shot with rubber rounds by Morton County Police along with their riders.
The horses?
One horse was wounded in the front leg, going to be okay. We doctored her up. Both of the warriors were shot. They're from Crow Creek. They're spirit riders, but they're going to be okay. Four other horsemen were ripped off their horses and violently arrested. One horse was injured so badly it didn't make it home. Rest in peace to one of our relatives of the Horse Nation. So one horse was killed. The other horses were just left out there because they can't legally detain livestock. And in the end, he says, I guess livestock has more rights than Indians.
Yeah, so we've got the Horse Nation, as you say, indigenous people right on the front lines. There is a war going on right now. And I'm asking you, the Sojourner Truth listener, to call us at 818-985-5735. I've got another $3,000 to raise by the top of the hour, and your funds will go to help to support the encampment at Standing Rock. They are holding it down for each and every one of us to purchase solar showers, cots, propane, canopies, tents, generators, school supplies, books for the children, chairs for the children, carpeting to put on the ground for the school for the children, chalkboards, a big tent is needed for the children, food compost bins, wood. 818-985-5735 is the number to call. This is the last chance. It's the last day of fund drive. It's very, very emotional. I've been out to the area. We owe everything to indigenous people. They have suffered so much. The county that the Lakota and the Standing Rock Sioux are in, they are three of some out of six of the poorest areas in these United States, most impoverished areas. 818-985-5735. Jesse Jackson was out there, and what I want to do now is to hear Candy hear a little bit of what Jesse Jackson, civil rights leader from the Rainbow Coalition, what he had to say, and then a quick final comment from you, Candy. Let's hear Jesse Jackson now.
There are two sides of history in this struggle today. One says the protected right to vote. One says it's fraud. One says racial justice and gender equality. One says no. One says law and order and stop and frisk. One says be fair. We want the better America to stand up. And there is no better America until all of us are under one big tent. And the keystone to that tent, Native American people. We must know Florida is Native American. Mississippi. Arizona. Chief Seattle. Illinois.
Truth.
Before that was the Statue of Liberty.
Truth.
Before that was the American flag. There were tribes and families. We intend to revive our family. We are the best in the American dream.
We live, we learn, we learn, we share, we coexist.
We choose life over death.
Healing and health over hurt and hate.
And Jesse Jackson with Standing Rock Sioux. This is Margaret Prescott. I have only 2.5 minutes. In 2.5 minutes, I need to raise another $2,800 to go to the Standing Rock Sioux encampment via the Indigenous Environmental Network for generators, for lantern batteries, for tarps, tables, school supplies for the children, for bed mats, for wood, and much propane, solar showers, and much more. That encampment is ongoing. The weather is going to get very, very bad in the Dakotas. It's the last day of the fund drive. It's the last day I'm on the air. I want to thank all of the phone answers, our engineer for today, everybody who has called and pledged. Gilbert Frieden from Culver City, who called and pledged at the $300 level. I'm still waiting for that $1,000 pledge, for that $500 pledge. A LA Unified teacher from Calabasas, who pledged at the $120 level. Candy Moset from the Indigenous Environmental Network. I'm afraid I just have 1 minute for you to give your final word here.
I just want everybody to know that we're going to stand strong. We're going to be here to protect the Missouri River. No matter what happens, we're going to show the way forward for keeping fossil fuels in the ground. And everybody needs to know that we have alternatives to oil. We do, but we don't have any alternatives to water. Pray with us.
Right. And thank you, Candy Moset. And please stay safe. Thank you. The number to call is 818-985-5735. This is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth. It broke my heart to hear that Indigenous elders yesterday holding the sacred pipe were arrested while holding the pipe, were thrown down to the ground. Indigenous people are saying that they are ready to put their lives on the line to protect water, to protect Mother Earth. All you need to do is pick up the phone and call us at 818-985-5735. I just have 1 minute before I go in and start answering your calls. This is it. This is the last call. It's the last day of the fund drive. It's the only time, one time that I can do this in support of the Standing Rock Sioux. 818-985-5735. Let us hear the words of the keeper of the sacred white buffalo calf pipe, Chief Avril Looking Horse of the Lakota, Dakota, and Nakota Nations. He says, this new millennium will usher in an age of harmony, or it will bring the end of life as we know it. Starvation, war, and toxic waste have been the hallmark of the great myth of progress and development that ruled the last millennium. To us as caretakers of the heart of Mother Earth falls the responsibility of turning back the powers of destruction. You yourself are the one who must decide. Each of us is put here in this time and this place to personally decide the future of humankind. Know that you yourself are essential to this world. You yourself are desperately needed to save the soul of this world. Did you think you were put here for something else? 818-985-5735. The last call here. I got just 10 seconds. 818-985-5735. I need to raise another $2,000 for a Standing Rock Sioux for the encampment there as they work to protect the water, the Missouri River, and so much more. They need generators, they need tents, they need tarps, they need school supplies for children. Please call us at 818-985-5735. This is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth. I hope you get to do something really nice this weekend. We'll be back on the air on Tuesday morning, and something really nice this weekend might be to call us at 818-985-5735 and stand in solidarity with Indigenous people. Thank you for calling and pledging.
You have to get off the pickup and move to the south.
They'll know when their families get hurt that they fought for the
right. I felt safe. No more.
This is not okay.
Bumps, bumps, PFK, bumps, you can listen, bumps, all day, yeah, bumps, liberated sisters, bumps,